This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a special guest, Dr. Daniel LaRoche, who is a glaucoma specialist and president of Advanced Eye Care of New York. Welcome. So good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. So January is Glaucoma Awareness Month, and glaucoma is considered a silent disease. What is glaucoma and who is at risk?
Glaucoma is a disease of the optic nerve of the eye, usually associated with elevated intraocular pressure that leads to damage of the optic nerve. People who are at risk are the elderly, African Americans, people with a history of trauma to the eye, in particular. So it's very important for everyone to get their eyes checked to make sure their vision is okay, check, make sure they have the proper spectacle correction, check for cataracts, check the eye pressure. The normal eye pressure is 15 in the eye. The mean intraocular pressure in patients with glaucoma is about 18 or higher. So you don't feel that pressure in the eye. It's silent, it's asymptomatic, and it can be slowly damaging your vision and taking away your peripheral visual field. And oftentimes, someone may notice, if they haven't had an eye exam in several years, they may notice dim vision in one eye and be completely blind from glaucoma. And by the time they come in, they can't get their vision back. So with early detection, early screening, we can pick this up and prevent blindness from glaucoma.
So I know that we mentioned that it is considered a silent disease, but are there any symptoms or warning signs that one can look out for?
Unfortunately, with glaucoma, no. Takes away your vision very slowly, very insidiously, from the peripheral to the central. So you sort of get used to it. And in terms of the dimness in your vision, you think it's normal. And it's not until sometimes you cover one eye and you realize you've lost so much vision in one eye compared to the other eye. So that's why it's very important to get your eyes checked and get the pressure checked in your eye. Check the optic nerve, check for cataracts, check for retinopathy, make sure everything else is okay.
And how often should one get those checkups?
Once a year, particularly over the age of 40. They'll check your vision and make sure your vision is okay. Check to have the make sure you have the proper spectacle correction. Check the eye pressure. Check for cataracts. They'll dilate the eye with eye drops and check the retina and the optic nerve to make sure there's no glaucoma damage to the optic nerve. And the good news is that if you do have glaucoma, we have treatments that work very well. Eye drops to help lower the pressure, earlier surgery, earlier cataract surgery, and microinvasive glaucoma surgery can actually help cure glaucoma if you catch it early enough to take the lens out. That's usually the cause of the glaucoma, the large lens in the eye that occurs, and that usually starts around age 50 and higher. So it's very important if you have a family history of glaucoma, a relative that's gone blind from glaucoma, or you're, you know, age 40 or 50-ish, that you get a good comprehensive eye examination once a year to check for this.
Excellent. So what exactly causes glaucoma?
The enlarging lens of the eye is the most identifiable cause of glaucoma in my practice. When the lens gets larger, it compresses the drain called the trabecular meshwork, and also it rubs up against the iris, which is the part of the eye that gives you the color, the brown color of your eye, and it releases pigment that blocks the drain. So when we see that happening, we often offer earlier surgery, earlier cataract surgery, to remove the lens in the eye that opens up the drain and lowers the pressure by about 5 points. And we have these new techniques of microinvasive glaucoma surgery. We could open up the drain. This takes about 15 minutes. We do it at the hospital and you go home the same day. We can start you on eye drops also to lower the pressure, but the eye drops does not address the mechanism of the large lens contributing glaucoma. So eye drops will work, but at some point you'll probably need surgery to address the glaucoma as well.
So, doctor, what is your best advice to our listenership?
The best advice right now is to make sure you get your eyes checked. Although we are in a pandemic, eye doctors are able to examine patients safely. We are wearing masks, and patients come in with masks. We check temperatures. We do spacing of patients sitting apart. We have plexiglass barriers with our equipment so that patients can feel protected. So you want to make sure you get your eyes checked to check, make sure you have the proper spectacle corrections, as people are using computers much more these days. Check for cataract, check for glaucoma, check for retinopathy. And then also to make sure you go out and get your health check with your medical doctor. Make sure your blood pressure is okay. Make sure your sugar is okay. Then also take good care of yourself by eating healthy and exercising 30 minutes a day. Because there's a tremendous obesity epidemic going on across the country, and particularly in the Black community. And by losing weight, you can strengthen your immune system and protect yourself against COVID this pandemic as well.
So how long have you been a glaucoma specialist?
I've been a glaucoma specialist in New York City for over 25 years.
Thank you so much, Doctor, the president of the Advanced Eye Care of New York. And you can be contacted how?
Yeah, we have two offices, one in Manhattan at 212-663-0473, and one in Queens Village at 718-217-0424. We have our website, Advanced Eye Care of New York, Dr. Daniel LaRoche. You can Google that and get more information.
All right, so thank you so much, Dr. LaRoche. We thank you for sharing this great information, and we look forward to having you back again.
Thank you.
This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.